Hey, where am I? Hey, what are you doing?
Just what I like. Personal service, right to my front door, too. This stuff looks pretty good.
By the light of a small, smoky fire, I could see Ross Stiber rummaging through my pack. He was pulling out food I had brought with me and stuffing it into his mouth eagerly.
Hey, oh.
Watch it there. Besides your head being hit, your ankle's all swelled up. Won't be any good for a while.
Where'd you find me? How'd I get here?
Well, I found you right after you announced yourself by pulling down half the mountain behind you.
You dragged me all the way up here?
Yeah, and it's about time you woke up, too. Come here and start this blasted fire. I can't seem to do anything right today.
Huh. Let me see those twigs. Hey, don't you have anything better around here?
Check around for yourself.
I sat up quickly and winced as a bolt of pain shot through my head. I glanced at Stiber angrily. Didn't he see I was injured? And then I looked again. He was propped up against the wall of the cave, and by the dim light of the fire, I could see that the leg furthest from me was wrapped in some kind of makeshift bandage.
Oh. Hey, what's wrong with your leg?
Leave me alone and get some wood.
I'll get it in a second. Now, come on, let me take a look.
I wedged myself between him and the cave wall and gingerly unwrapped his leg.
Pretty sight, isn't it?
It wasn't. It was swollen and bruised, and there was a sickening lump where the broken bone was trying to come out. It looked like a clean break, though.
How'd you do this?
It's none of your business.
I'm gonna have to set this, you know.
Are you a doctor as well as a delivery boy?
I've set animals' legs when they're busted. You're no different.
Thanks a lot. And stay away from my leg.
Hey, it's gotta be done, and you know it.
Well, tell me one good reason why.
Because you'll never be able to walk on it again if I don't.
Since when do dead people need to walk?
You're not dead.
Oh, I will be after the food in this pack runs out.
You're not going to starve.
All right, then I'll freeze to death.
His eyes were glazed with pain and his smile had an edge to it. But I had a sickening feeling he was right. Neither of us was going to get out of this cave alive and we both knew it.
You're not going to freeze to death.
Huh, I take it back. You are a fool.
Come on, it's gotta be done. Here, lie down. Now take this rag and bite down on it.
What, afraid we might wake the neighbors?
No, so you'll shut up before I change my mind. Now, ready?
Go ahead.
Good. You okay?
Oh, yeah. Let's break the other one and do it again.
Just hold still a second. Let me get a splint going here.
Don't you at least have some whiskey in that pack of yours?
Didn't you find it?
No.
You would have if I hadn't woken up.
Yeah, well, pull it out then. What are you waiting for?
I gave him my flask as I bandaged up his leg. It would take some time to heal up, but at least it would mend, if we ever got out of here. He sucked on the whiskey, and I saw that crazy look in his eyes start to go away.
You did this getting me up here?
Why'd I bust a leg helping you out?
Well, then how'd you get me up here?
It's none of your business, all right?
He glared at me, trying to look crusty and mean. But I wasn't fooled. He had either broken it trying to get over the pass, or trying to drag me up the hill. Whichever way, he had put himself through a lot of pain to save my life.
At least you can do is open that pack and show me what you've got.
I pulled out the provisions I had packed, and we ate just about everything I'd brought. I made us some coffee and rolled a couple of cigarettes. For a change, he didn't talk much, keeping his mind on the food and not the pain in his leg, I guess. That left me time to think about what a mess we were in.